Blog Talk Radio.
Chuck Landington here with an all-new pop quiz for you. What's the number one cause of death among Metal Injection live cast hosts? Give up. The answer, of course, is Shlomo, just kidding. It's actually intestinal worms. Here's the show.
Of course.
Just kidding.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Metal Injection live cast.
But it was autoerotic asphyxiation.
Rob here, always joined by Sid, Noah, 3D, and Sean.
Not always.
Well, sometimes joined by Sean.
Yeah, right.
But, you know,
but
here we are.
In general, we're not always joined by Noah.
And, of course...
Hey.
There's been a couple times.
That was twice.
I feel like
a couple.
It's...
Noah, I feel, has been the most... I guess you...
I've had the best attendance.
Yeah.
What? No, I've been on every show except one, and I was sick, and I called in and did the whole show.
No, you were not on more than one show. There were more than... There was the one
you
went to,
right, the one Sid and Noah did together that we both weren't on.
Yeah.
And that's it, right?
That happened
twice,
actually.
There were twice. Yeah, there was two of them.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember one.
There were definitely two.
You don't listen to the show. Of course
I don't,
you don't remember
I
that.
I listened to the episode that I was on.
Jerk.
I missed one.
No one cares.
For Pixie's show. I know.
Oh,
sure. Well, you missed a few of the earlier ones because you weren't officially on staff.
No, because I didn't care.
Do you guys get paid?
We had this discussion last time. If you would just listen to the show.
Yeah, and you were on the show.
I'll do it tomorrow. Wait, you did? I didn't pay attention.
I'm not going to play this.
I think it's when you weren't here, actually.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. No, we did talk about it this week.
So, we have somebody calling us.
Someone new already?
I don't know if they're new.
No.
I don't remember the zip code.
No, that's 361. That's, I believe, we know that person. Let's get him.
Get him.
361.
Yeah, hello.
Talk.
Yes, who's this?
It's Justin. You guys already know me.
Yeah.
There you go. See, I knew it.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is one of the only times I'm going to be able to call in on this show.
First of all, Justin, hold on 1 second. Are we on speakerphone?
Take the out of your mouth. You talk with it out of your mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm using a headset for my phone. Hang on real quick.
Mm.
Headset? Why the hell do you need a headset?
Because he dances around
is
with many spheres.
Is it like a blue?
No, I'm typing in something at the moment. But anyways, I have something to say.
Oh, you do have something to say. Well, then we should probably listen.
Oh, well, you don't have to listen if you don't want to. But anyways, I wanted to say thank you to Rob for sending me in that Nightwish CD. I finally got it yesterday.
Awesome.
How many people are you sending Nightwish?
We have a bunch. But no, Justin specifically requested one a few weeks ago, and I couldn't send it out at the time because I was in between locations. I was moving, so it was all packed. But I finally got around to it. And have you enjoyed it? Have you listened to it?
I have downloaded it to my iTunes, and I have been listening to it nonstop for the past day.
So I sent you a CD that you just burnt into your iTunes. I could have sent you the MP3s, and we wouldn't have to spend our hard-earned Metal Injection cash.
You could have done that, too. You could have just, told me that, and I could have just gotten it. Come on, man.
He works for UPS. It's a scam.
You should have bought a Discman.
Discman. This is what you do.
And plus the disc came with loaded.
Go to a mom and pop record store, sell it back to them, and then PayPal us whatever you got.
Yeah.
I will be sure to do that whenever I get a chance to.
That's definitely against the rules because those are promo copies. So.
Oh yeah, okay. And the barcode has a stamp through it, so I can't really send it back.
Yeah. Well, if you go to a mom and pop show, they don't give up.
Yeah, yeah.
I have spent many a weeks years ago when I worked at other places doing that.
Well, no, do recycling still exist? Like, you know, the
well,
used, specifically for used records?
Yeah,
I would buy only
that
promo copies from those places.
What is that site? What is that site that you would do trading on?
Well, SwapTree.
SwapTree, and it's basically like you just put up the entire list of what CDs you want to get rid of, and then someone
CDs, books, DVDs, video games.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
People contact you to trade stuff. Like,
what if I just want someone to give it to me for money?
I will give you something for money. No.
No, then there's half.com. You can do.
Well, I put up a bunch of shit on like Amazon used and eBay. So like, I got a bunch of DVDs I want to get rid of, but nobody is buying them.
Just go on SwapTree.
You
can trade.
Go to your Amazon, Sean.
What?
What's that?
I would end up buying you something if I had money.
Is this Lord of the Flies?
He said he'd want to buy you something if he had money, right?
Oh, you want to buy me something if you had money?
I'm
well, there you go.
You shouldn't spend all your money on headsets for your fucking computer.
Yeah,
and you should
Point Dexter.
Hey, this one came with it, so you can't blame me for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Your computer came with
that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's one last thing I want to say before you guys let me go.
Do it.
When I got the CD, it came with these metal injection stickers, and I'm really glad that I got those. Well, because if it came with four, so I could take two, and my sister got two. Like we both got a separate one. But luckily, since I have two, I can place one on my backpack for this next school year, and I can put one on my suitcase for when I go to New Mexico, which is like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it works. The marketing plan. Everyone
exactly.
In your high school will know.
Yeah.
The other two
I'd be like, face it, people.
Great. Well, cool. Glad you enjoyed the free swag. And we'll be waiting for that PayPal money, Justin. We got a few other calls. We have to let you go. Who's next, Noah?
815.
What were you going to say, Darren?
I was going to say he's the one with the hot sister that we saw on Facebook.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait,
very nice.
We saw one?
Yes.
Yeah.
You were there.
What?
You definitely were. That was when we did it at my house. All right, 815. You're
Hello?
Out of the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I was calling as Noah. I was calling him because, yeah.
Okay.
Noah with an H.
Noah with an H. I sent you the Halford CD. Are you calling him to thank me for that?
Yeah, I just got it today, actually.
Nice.
Woo, woo.
Halford's also
the
name.
Appreciation
so,
line.
Did you listen to the Halford Christmas album? Has it moved you?
It moved my bowels.
Is this Rockford, Noah?
Yeah.
Rockford.
I love your water park.
Yeah.
What's everyone we bring in here to sit on this show talk about Rockford incessantly?
You just have to go there, Darren. Then you'll understand.
Yeah, it's true.
Like Shangri-La.
They have files there. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Zodiac Killer in the chat room says, nothing says summer more than Halford Christmas.
Well, that's how long it took Rob to send it.
You're wrong. That's how long it took for somebody to claim it.
Okay, true.
Noah claimed it only a few weeks ago.
No, I didn't.
Not you, the other. Oh. Noah with an H.
Also, I'm pretty sure the ship from here to Rockford would take less than a week.
I don't have any.
Well, like I mentioned, I was in between a move, so I didn't have a chance to do it.
A month, man.
Okay.
You haven't been in between for over a month.
Well,
excuse
there was
me.
Other
Why
stuff.
Why don't you make Frank do it?
Yeah.
You're right. Frank, from now on, you handle all shipping. He's probably listening.
Yeah, you only have like 2 weeks, and once you move into a place, you can really say, I just moved in, I can't do
it. Well, it wasn't just that. I decided I wanted to sort all the CDs that we have for giveaways,
mm-hmm.
and that, like, to get myself to do that took another 2 weeks.
I mean, you don't have a job.
I mean, I think I'm going to punch you the next time you say that. But, all right, we have some more callers now. Is there
Oh, yeah, I called in because Sean said he was giving away T-shirts.
Yes. Oh, shit. This guy just a free swag patrol.
Okay. Yeah.
I might want for everybody if you want to know what we got.
I get dibs, though, because I'm in the
okay,
room.
That's fine. Wait, do you want a Sonic Youth t-shirt? Because I didn't bring that with
I might want a Sonic.
Okay.
All right, this can be talked about off
right.
there.
All right, but right now we got a Life Once Lost, a Hunter t-shirt.
So everyone pay attention because he's not going to repeat
No, I'm not. We got Red Cord. It's a white t-shirt. If you're very metal.
It's very, there's a lot of colors on it.
It's
very
like a trippy.
It's a little gay.
We have one of the original Every Time I Die shirts from like way back before Hot Damn.
That means Sean Sweat is just ingrained
in it. Yes.
Has arm
we have The band Rob Hates to Death, Psyopus.
Oh,
yeah.
Rob.
With,
I love that band.
Rob's Arch Enemy. Shockingly, Rob loves Arch Enemy.
We got a Sweet Distressed Born of Osiris t-shirt. We have a local Brooklynite Hull t-shirt. That's on the
wow, you're giving away a Hull shirt.
I am. It's too small. And we got the Bled.
What size are those?
If they want to know specifics, I can tell them. It's mostly mediums and smalls.
Wait, so the size of the Sonic Youth shirt, what size?
I think that's a medium.
Yeah, that probably won't work.
And you were kidding about
it. It's a belly shirt.
Like, these are,
probably have a girdle.
They really are new, right? You were joking about you wore them and they have pit stains, right?
We have to wait and find out.
Oh. All right. Alrighty, so we got to keep moving here.
No. What did you want?
Oh, what size is the Hull t-shirt?
Hull?
Let's
go fan.
Extra small.
You know that.
It's a girl's cut.
Is it?
No, it's a medium. It's a medium.
It's a medium.
Okay, I'll take that. Please.
How are we going to remember this?
All right, Noah. I guess you should email me your address again.
Yeah.
And
we are never ever sending you anything else again.
Wait, and PayPal Rob's some shipping money.
Rob wipes his hard drive after every show, so he doesn't have your address anymore.
Well, no, I just delete the private messages.
But not his address.
Rob wipes his hard drive because of the stains he leaves on it.
Ooh,
tranny porn.
All right, thanks for calling in, Noah. Who's next?
408.
How's it, Nina? Hello, Nina. Is that you?
Hello.
408.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
Sorry, man.
Through puberty.
Whoa. Who is this?
Uh-oh. Name's Ryan, calling from Palo Alto, California.
Okay, what's up, Ryan?
Hey, first time calling in, actually checking in. So I caught the live cast a few times. Well, not live, so this is the first time I'm catching it live. So it's kind of crazy because now I'm still at work right now. So
yeah,
Catching a little bit. Well, nah. Gotta get paid, man. Gotta get paid.
You're calling in too, so you're completely not working right now.
Oh, that's his job as a phone
or a podcast reviewer.
Yeah, Rob.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Well, what's your job?
Yeah. I in software for a virtualization company, VMware.
Okay. VMware. Go on.
So the reason I called in, there was this one bit that you guys brought up a couple weeks ago, and I had a little anecdote to kind of go along with that. But if I tell you which one it is, then you're just going to know where this is going to go instantly, and it's going to lose
me. Well, I just want to say that you're probably the most mature caller we've ever had, because no one has ever used the term anecdote.
I want to tell you something. I got a little story about your show, about this thing you did.
But anyway, go on. We don't want to talk.
I was working in Chicago, 2002, with some coworkers. We're going through the merchandise mart, but we're going over to the food court, grab lunch, and as we're going, hear this little clinking sound or something, and somebody looks down and they see something rolling around. It looks like a little ball bearing. So a dude goes and grabs it, picks it up, looks at it, notices that there's a hole, that's threaded, a screw or whatever. Then he realized what it was, and it was actually to go with another guy's Prince Albert. So the other coworker's, ball just fell out, rolled down his pant leg, and then other dude ended up picking it up, and then totally, whipped the hell out.
Did anyone pick it up?
Yeah. So other coworker was the one that picked it up. So, all these guys had, a bunch of piercings and tattoos or whatever. So in this case, he was the unlucky recipient of, I guess, Bob's crotch, whatever.
Wait, did Bob get his dick ring back?
Yeah. So it wasn't the ring, it was just a little the ball bearing and the threads on.
Did he pick it up bare hand? With a tissue?
It was just the other guy, Jim, picked it up just with his hands. And then once he realized what it was, he was just like, ew.
How does that fall out, though? Like, just you walk around and your dick flops around and then what? I mean, how does that happen?
Well, the climate changes a lot in California. Uh-huh. Maybe the heat.
No, it doesn't.
Chicago.
This was in Chicago.
California is the least of any climate change in anywhere in the
country. But you were right if you said Chicago.
But anyway, how does this relate to our show, though?
There's been a couple of weeks ago, talked about finding a piercing or something like on the ground at some show.
Stretching.
Right.
Don't you listen to the live caps, Rob?
I don't listen when you're not on.
You were there.
I said I don't listen when no one's not on. She wasn't there. Okay, that makes sense. Well, cool. I'm glad somewhere in the development industry is listening to the live cast. It really brings up the demographics of our show now. You can say one of the developers on VMware who makes virtualization software.
Can he give you anything for free? How about instead of all the time we're giving shit away, how about sometimes we get some...
Why don't you give me a free VMware license, bub?
Fusion? Okay.
But I already have a license. But how about we give you a free CD since you're a first-time caller? Or a free shirt?
I'm
smaller
totally game. The shirts are too small. I'm in XL.
Okay. Of course he's in XL. He's a developer. I mean, come on. We're XL.
That's right.
How much right now?
Okay, cool. Are you a metal injection junkie? Are you a registered junkie?
Not yet. So, I just graduated basically from, Blabbermouth to Metal Sucks and Metal Injection maybe 3 weeks ago. That's when I started tuning into the live cast.
How did you find out about us? What referred you to our sites?
I forget how. So, I actually got to you guys through Metal Sucks because that was about the time where I think Axel was doing doing that interview. He was sitting in on the live cast.
Right.
So I saw it on their front page. And so at first, when I'm looking through podcasts and stuff, I'm kind of skeptical when I see a metal podcast because I'm just expecting, here's a bunch of deathcore, but, nothing.
We don't even know about music. We're we are to metal podcasts what MTV is to music videos.
Yeah. But it's that's the thing is that this is an awesome comedy. It's more or less, it's a comedy show, right? Metal themed, but freaking hilarious.
What the point of view that metalheads have on the world, basically, as opposed to metal, just metal music views,
Right, right.
Well, cool.
Exactly.
And also Sid, he's not a metalhead.
It's true.
I guess register for username and send me a private message. My username is Rob Injection.
All right,
and
we'll do
that. I'll send you a list of what we have to give away, and you can
claim
something. All right,
thanks a lot. Thanks,
Sean.
Talk to you guys. Take care.
Yeah.
And really, how
don't
cool,
get fired.
How great of a job is that? He's walking around office littered with cock rings on the floor. I don't know if that's...
I've been working in the wrong place, clearly. I wouldn't have the wrong question.
Less like human in the chat says, I have giant eyebrows. Well, excuse me. Right?
That's in style now to have thick eyebrows.
Yeah, that's it's true. I read in the American Apparel Style Guide.
Una or no?
No, not Una.
No.
Okay. I don't have a unit.
Nice.
No. Anyway, there's some.
You look well trimmed today. Did you do some work?
Somebody shaved the bridge there.
No, I did not. I took a shower.
Are you like Oprah that flies to California and pays $10,000 to get her eyebrows done and flies back to Chicago?
Yes.
Do you shave your unibrow bridge with the same thing you shave your pubes with?
I don't shave my unibrow bridge.
Oh,
it does not exist.
It.
Yeah, he plucks.
Rob doesn't have a unibrow.
Thank you. Do we have any more callers?
Yes,
any
we have more. One more caller, 214.
Okay.
Hello?
214.
Yes, who is this?
Hey, this is Josh from Dallas.
What's up? Is this Kip and Wolfson?
Yes, sir.
Kip and Wolfson?
What do you...
Kip it. It's Kip it Wolfson.
I want to try out the shirt.
Yeah, you wear an adult small?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Well, maybe the guy just wants to hang it on his wall or something.
Okay, that's fine.
Make
lady
a pillow out of it.
Yeah, he sewed up.
Maybe he wants to use it as a comrade.
That's exactly what I want to use it as.
I already might have.
But, or cut it up, make a back patch out of it. Or do metalheads not do that?
Well, I think I've seen, not in the thrash scene they do it, the new thrash scene.
Yes, we will send this to you. So send
Send me a private message.
Coming to New York City in 2 weeks.
No shit.
Oh, there you go, Sean. You can meet up with them.
Yeah, you could actually come over to my apartment and claim a bunch of shit.
Are you going to visit Ground Zero?
No, I'm going on tour. Well, actually, maybe. I'm going on tour with my friend's band, and we're playing in Staten Island.
Nobody
is that, are you playing Dock Street?
Huh?
Where's
Dock
Ben
Street?
Island?
Is that the venue?
I have no idea what it's called, to be honest.
But
he is the 9/11 truther, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So make sure my
9/11 never happened, bitch.
Yeah. It does not exist.
Yeah, I called a bouncing soul the other day.
I'm a 9/11 denier.
Yeah.
See, the planes, they use mirrors to make it look like planes were approaching.
It was all CG. It was Steven Spielberg, that guy, one of them Jews. There's seriously a cloaking device over the towers. I went down there this weekend, and I threw an empty pop can over the fence, and it tinked onto something and fell down.
Well, the thing is, you can really still go into the buildings there if you know the password. But
it's like Wonder Woman's plane.
If only they had flown that into the buildings.
Yeah. All those people that claim to have died really on an island with Biggie and Tupac.
Fuck 9/11. If they're dead, how could they claim that they died, huh? Who's making these claims?
See, there's the first hole in the story.
There
right
we
there.
Go.
Yeah. No pun intended. No, I really just watched Loose Change last week.
Oh.
So I'm on a big 9/11 denier kick.
Loose Change is good, but it has some, like, disinformation in it.
Yeah, it's got a bunch, actually. I'm not a big fan of Loose Change.
Yeah, right. But now I want to check it out just so I could bullshit about it with people. But but if you really blow through New York City, I've got a shit ton of band shirts trying to get rid of. You could swing by and pick up anything you want.
Private messenger.
I want a bunch of them. Hey, are you guys doing Thrash or Trasher tonight?
No. Yes.
Maybe.
Yes. Just Power Violence.
Only if we run out of things to talk about.
We have a lot of them to get.
I was going to say, because if you guys could Thrash or Trash the two bands on the tour, that would be pretty cool.
Why don't we Thrash or Trash your band?
We'll do it.
Okay.
Sweet. All right, a little later.
Yeah.
Let's keep on. 878 or 678?
678.
678.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, man, I used to live in New York, man. It's crazy.
Man, what?
People don't live in
What's your name, buddy? And why are you more stoned?
Man, I'm Rudy, bro.
Bro.
Remember a few calls ago when we were saying how that was the most mature caller we had? We were just like, about what our other callers sound like. Here's what we were talking about.
Do you have an anecdote for us?
I was just thinking about how the labels, how they have fucking weird bands. Like, Victory Records has Pathology. It's so out of the box.
Why? Fucking labels. How do they work?
I'm a label denier, too.
I'm talking about, like, record labels.
But, what's the big...
Yeah,
but fucking Pathology weird. Is deathcore, right? Would that be fair to say?
Is it?
Yeah.
It sounds more like guttural secrete type of stuff.
Like guttural secrete?
Yeah.
Is that genre?
Well, no, it's more like a guttural. What?
Yeah. His voice. Here, I have a Pathology song, so we can listen to it. This is my least favorite type of growl. It's just like it's not even a growl. It's like burping. Yeah.
It's like a frog from
Hextown. Okay, so that they're on Victory.
Yeah, I just find it weird that they're going out of their box. They're being hardcore and deathcore. They're going out to, like, you know, new genre type, trying to get more money or something.
Hold on. What is this genre? What would you classify this band as? This is just deathcore.
Is it?
Hardcore.
I consider it more like a brutal death metal instead of like a deathcore thing.
Brutal death metal? What's the difference between... Between brutal death metal and deathcore.
There's no core to it.
Yeah.
We didn't hit the break back yet. This just sounds like a band that really envies Dying Fetus.
I believe Sumerian Record has a rap artist now.
The what? The record has a rap artist on it?
Yeah.
See, this part is a little hardcore.
Yeah, wait, this sounds more like that... Fuck, what's the name of that shit? What's that genre that Dying Fetus basically is the crown?
Slam.
Yeah. Isn't that what this is or no?
okay. Or Wigger 4.
Some slam.
Wigger slam. Wigger slam.
Okay, here's why this makes sense to me, buddy. Because Victory Records is all about putting out whatever's trendy. And this is, I feel very trendy right now in metal, so it totally makes sense for them to sign it. That's why they've been putting out a bunch of bands like this, like Carnifex. That's the only one I can think of.
Hell Children.
Yeah.
Why is this trendy?
Well, this is what's popular right now in the metal scene.
Why? That we can't answer.
The Sweep Dude kids love it.
Could we get?
I like to understand what the words are saying, man.
Yeah.
Well, the kid on the phone. What's your name again? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Rudy.
Raul.
Rudy. Right.
Raul.
So you like Pathology, right?
Yeah.
Do you like Carnifex?
Not really.
So is this like the only band on Victory that you like?
Yeah.
Them and Catch 22.
Yeah. So you're more upset they're on a label full of like bro-core-ish kind of shitty bands.
Like,
right?
You don't want them to share a label with Hawk or Knife, is what you're saying.
The thing is that it's kind of like shocker to me that, you know, a label that big for that specific type of genre will go out to like a deep underground type of music.
I don't think it's a shocker at all. They're all about making money. They see dollar signs in this band. They signed the band.
That's so elitist. Like, who cares who else is on
the
label?
Yeah, I really, like, that's another thing you have to realize. Like, bands don't, I mean, for the most part, I don't think in metal it's, like, about who your label mates are. That's really, like, the least of your concern. Really more about
I think it's 50-50. And, like, because you got, like, the black market activities that really want to be a part of the family, but then there's the other 50 that's...
But I feel like a band that would be on black market activities would not spike the interest of, like, any of the major labels, because that's more of a boutique label for, like, smaller bands that aren't going to sell more than...
For Sean
like
bands.
20 bands, yeah. For bands that Sean and four other people will like. That's what that is. But Victory is about pushing CDs. Yeah. It makes sense, because bands like Oceano, a lot of bands like this are selling right now, so they want to get in on it.
It's true.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, it's all about the biz.
You should write an email.
But ultimately, I don't think you should like or dislike a band based on the label they're on. You should like or dislike
them. I don't really dislike them. I just find it really shocker that a label will go out that far. You know.
I don't really that. I don't know.
I'm losing my mind on this chronic.
They went out on.
Oh.
Yeah. He just implied and put it for him.
I didn't know which limb you were referring to.
Get out of here. All right. Well, since you're a first-time caller, I believe you are entitled to a free CD or T-shirt as well.
Sweet. I'm kind of a chunky guy, so I don't have no medium shirts.
Yeah, fuck Sean and his fucking skeleton frame.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Speaking of which, I think Sean's dad is in the chat room.
Yeah, he is.
He's telling the other kids in the chat room that they suck. Which is true.
Anyway, Ralph. Hold on. Ralph, are you a metal injection user? Injection gummy? What's your username?
Rudarius Digested.
I bet it is. All right. Send Rob Injection. Send me a private message. And I will send you a link to our giveaway section where you could pick a CD, and we'll send it over to you.
Sweet.
All right, cool, man. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Can we get a chat room update? What's going on?
My dad apparently told some that they suck.
Can we call in and explain why this person sucks?
Actually, speaking of that, my dad, we talked over the weekend, and he threw out the idea of being giving the boomers input of metal every other week. Oh. You'd be more than happy to call in.
What? So now your dad wants to be part of our show?
What? No.
We got him.
Oh my God, I
why don't we just let your whole family
What if we got him to be an extra judge on Thrasher to Trash It?
That's fine.
Huh? That would work.
But like I told him, I was like, you do not know how many awkward HJs I had to get be able to get this job. I'm like, I don't know if you can do that from Chicago.
Does he understand what an HJ is?
I don't know. That's what I'm not going to explain.
It's a hand job, Mr.
It wasn't that awkward, Sean. Come on.
But it was behind the block.
You enjoyed it.
Why'd it have to be behind a Blockbuster?
Sentimental reasons.
Ambiance.
Aaron needs walls to get excited.
Mm-hmm.
Like, looking at the staff picks.
That's true.
butts.
No, they have a blockbuster.
Well, yeah, behind, like back by like the dumpster. No.
Well, there's a window there, no? Possibly.
Sure. Employee only.
Why does Blockbuster need a dumpster? What kind of refuse are they creating?
I mean, boxes that she gets mailed to them in?
Got a better question.
They have food there, too.
Why are there still Blockbusters?
Who the fuck still rents?
They're actually,
Blockbuster.
They're on the verge of going out of business. It's not even Blockbuster Video anymore. It's Blockbuster Media.
Yeah,
right.
They sell games.
But they're
like Netflix also, right? Don't they have that?
They have those boxes.
But that thing is totally bombing. Is it?
And you know what's weird? I thought
that it would do better than Netflix because I felt that the fact that they had, like, you can just walk into a Blockbuster with one of your,
their selections were
horrible.
Yeah. But it didn't, because Blockbuster is a piece of shit. So.
Right. I still like to go and rate them for their 5 for $20 used DVDs.
I don't believe in DVDs or physical media. Other than vinyl, which I'm only now.
I'm fine
with paying for things, just not physically. Like, I don't need a CD that will, deteriorate after X amount of listens. You know, what's the point of playing the CD?
True.
Rob's annoyed that he still has to carry a laptop around. He just wants to have a computer implanted in his brain.
The laptop is one thing I don't mind carrying.
too heavy.
You stay away from my laptop. Don't you talk bad. I'm sorry. All right, a few things we wanted to get. Do we have any more calls? No, we're good. Okay. Let's talk about some news, some stuff in the news.
What's going on in the news?
Well, Mel Gibson is a racist.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Really?
We might have not known this. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought he just liked sugar tits.
Anyway, Mel Gibson, of course, divorced his wife, like, last year, I think. Mm-hmm. Because he impregnated... Noah, can you give me a beer?
Yeah, me too. Grab two.
Noah.
Make me a smoothie.
Noah, can you clean the floor? Do your job.
Smoothie first, though.
Vacuum.
Then a back massage.
So last year, he divorced his wife after it came out that he had a Russian mistress who he impregnated.
They're good strippers.
And she's pretty foxy, I gotta say. He has good taste in mistresses.
Two in bed.
Is she Aryan, though? No, she has black hair, brown eyes.
That's weird, then.
But he has dark hair, too.
Yeah, but so did Hitler.
Yeah.
He's the exception.
Well, thankfully, clearly it didn't last long, perhaps because she wasn't Aryan.
Maybe he found out she was, like, quite Jewish or something.
You bitch!
Well, she's Russian, so it's all
fair. Yeah, she is Russian. And they just got a divorce, or they're separating, I don't know, the technicality behind it. And a lot of this stuff is coming out about Mel Gibson and the woman, I forget her name.
Oksana.
You're right, Oksana.
Come on, that's the cliche.
Oksana Grigorevia.
Come on, I can't pronounce Russian names, Rob.
What is it?
I can't see it.
Grigorevia.
Grigorieva.
Oh, of course.
Wow.
Come on, Rob.
Excuse me. I was born in this country.
Embrace your heritage, Rob.
Which one? Anyway.
Good.
Gay.
Terrorist.
So, gay is British?
Blow up the computer.
You leave my computer out of this.
Okay, you just had the demonstration. What's her name? Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, so.
Oh, man.
Oh, Grigorevia.
Oh, come on.
Grigorevia. I forgot it.
That was so pretty how you said it. I want to hear it again.
Maybe later on.
Anyway, so like all this, apparently a tape has leaked. There's been accusations that he beats her, but I mean, all this stuff we know already. But
what's going on?
That's Bruno playing with the ball.
Okay. So anyway, all these quotes have come out, including one that's like, "You look like a fucking pig in heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault."
Whoa.
Direct quote from Mel Gibson. We can say it.
Yeah.
Why have to be a pack of niggers? Why? Because couldn't white people rape her?
What are you just saying?
Darren is partially black. He's allowed to say that word.
Well, no, I feel like it's partially, like it's doubly racist. Like it's bad enough to just say that word. But then, like, just the assumption that, like, only black people would rape her. Like,
well, I don't think it's the assumption that only black people would rape her. I think in his mind, that's the worst kind of person to be raped by.
And, like, it's a pack, too.
That's, yeah,
a pack.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, she probably is into it.
I would say Samoans.
Well, you think when he said that, like, she was thinking, like, oh, I wish. Like,
yeah.
And then
friggin' Danny Glover.
And then,
get you over the shit.
In another tirade, Mel tells Oksana, how dare you act like such a bitch when I've been so fucking nice.
Yeah, really.
He warns, I'm gonna come and burn the motherfucking... Oh, no, he didn't say motherfucker. Let me start that over.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
I'm gonna come and burn the fucking house down, but you will blow me first.
Wait, is it come C-U-M or C-O-M?
Yeah, I'm going to C-O-M-E.
Well, it was verbal.
It's verbal,
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be cool if...
Yes.
I think today he actually admitted that he beat her up.
Yeah, not being able to
come,
that sucks.
Maybe he's going to come and burn the house down.
Yeah.
He's going to do it while jerking off.
Maybe he's comes fire.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to put the fire out with his cum.
Yes, I'm going to come and burn shit down, bitch. Mel Gibson comes fire.
It would hurt. Potential
title.
Yeah.
Should be his next movie.
I'm going to come your goddamn funeral pyre.
It'd be like Halo. He could just switch his cock into different weapons.
That's what fire sounds like.
Take that. No, he switched. He was on the flamethrower when he said that, but then he went to the 9mm.
And, of course, yeah, that photo a few years ago when he got pulled over. Fucking Jews. Jews are responsible for all the wars.
Right.
Well,
you got to give him that.
Yeah.
At least
99% of them.
He's not always wrong.
Speaking of the Jews,
I learned that I am a goy, not a goyim.
Goyim is plural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are calling me the goyim.
I didn't.
That would be.
I've never exactly corrected.
I thought.
I feel like you have.
I absolutely did not say goyim.
Well, goyim could also be in past tense.
What?
How can a person be past tense?
That's weird because I used to say goyim and then someone corrected me and saying, it's actually goyim.
Goyim is a plural.
It's plural. Okay.
Fair right. It's like the people would be
the
goyim.
Okay. Or two. Your brother would
goyim.
I know. We call you goyim because it's you and your penis.
Okay.
It's true.
So anyway, was that your story?
I just learned about Jews, man.
Is your
grammar
penis,
Nazi over here?
Are you not circumcised or what?
I am circumcised.
So then you're not goy.
Goy is out of a Jewish vagina.
Well, maybe we just didn't know that until now, and that's
no. Goy is just anyone who's not Jewish.
I was just saying that I thought you guys would be proud that I'm trying to learn about your speckled past and your heritage.
A lot of speckle.
That's a good fan. Speckle.
Next time
lots
you
of speckle,
bring lots of speckle. And matzo ball soup.
Lots of teetle.
It's fine.
Our teetle.
And next time you ask me to pay for anything, like a microphone, I'm not going to. I'm going to haggle the fuck out of you.
He's learning, folks.
Good luck trying to beat Rob in a haggling contest.
Yep.
Speaking of Jews, I think we have Shlomo on the line.
Oh, all right. Get him
that's
on.
Nice.
Wait,
he's on
Shlomo's
the
Jewish?
Shlom, we'll try to...
Hello.
Of course.
Hello. Why didn't Mel Gibson do Buckig?
I don't know. Why didn't Mel Gibson play? What did he say?
Buckig. Why didn't
Buckig. Mel Gibson
Buckig.
Buckig.
Do Buckig?
Hey, wait. Buckig. We killed my act. Hold on. This is what I was going to do.
Buckig.
How did Mel Gibson have Jockage?
Buckig. Here. So this was actually...
You know what bucket is?
I can't understand the word.
You know what bucket?
Shlomo!
Yeah?
Stop talking for 1 second, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I have a clip of me at the Laugh Shack. Can you play that? Oh, here it is. Oh, thank you. Come on. Thank you very much. For my first joke, why did Mel Gibson do Buckage? I don't know. I don't have a punchline.
It's all about the delivery.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, so what were you saying, Shlomo?
It was... Anyway, it just is a thing that I kind of got into joking about Buckage.
Buckage.
Buckets.
All right, 30 seconds.
Okay, okay. A shirt. Is it done?
What?
The shirt.
We don't have a fucking shirt though.
Yeah, I don't have any, man.
Which shirt do you want?
Which shirt?
What shirt do you have?
Okay, what we got left? We got
Every Time I Die.
We got Every Red Time Cord. I Die. Red Cord, The Blend.
Which coolest?
And I like
of
one
course. What's your coolest one?
No, we don't have an Amon Amarth shirt.
No. That'd be cool. What's the coolest shirt you have?
What is the coolest shirt I have?
Coolest. What's your coolest?
We have a shirt. Guinness and a Pabst Blue Ribbon shirt, if you want those.
The coolest.
Cool.
I think that you would look coolest in the Red Cord t-shirt.
Yeah, I was thinking the Red Cord.
So, the Red Cord. Do you listen to the Red Cord?
Hey, baby.
Of course.
No. Not yet. I watched a music video on the music.
They're both them. What are you talking about?
What both?
First of all, I have a hearing impaired in one ear.
Stop it, please.
What?
Please stop making fun of me, okay?
What?
Please stop making fun of me.
We're just embellishing the show.
Okay.
We're making fun
with
you. Of course.
Yeah. All right. Okay. We have... Do you listen to any of the bands that I listed off of the shirts, or no? Because I don't want to send you a band shirt that you don't even know who they are.
What band do you have?
Got a Steely Dan.
This is taking too much time.
Yeah, we got Foghat.
Say it again.
Okay,
say it fast.
Foghat. Okay, Foghat.
Billy Joel.
Steve Austin. Stevie Nicks.
What?
Fleetwood Mac.
Do you have Heart?
We do have Heart.
What?
We have one Rocky Horror Picture Show t-shirt.
What?
We have that just says Keep on Truckin' with a semi on it.
What?
We have
No,
what?
Metal. Metal.
Yeah, oh, metal?
No,
yeah.
Metal.
Metal. We got a Bootsy Collins. We got, what else? We got, I don't know.
None of these shirts. Come on, we're wasting time here. Come on.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. Send us a private message.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, it's a one. I don't know what I buy.
All right.
Fuck it.
For
Shlomo. S-E-C-L-O-M-O.
All right, thanks for calling it, Shlomo. 480.
Just stop fucking around and give him the bucket shirt, all right? Yeah, we'll send him that.
480, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, no, it is Nina this time.
Hello.
Yeah. What's
up, Nina?
Hello.
Nothing. Oh, was that Shlomo?
Yeah, he didn't hang up. We thought he hung up, but now he's gone.
What's up with that kid anyway? He's very interesting.
He's a lovely man. He's a very intelligent young man, he says.
Whenever he calls and you guys, put, those clips from the soundboard, I can't tell which one was which. If it's
everyone,
the soundboard or if it's him.
It's really him. I don't know. He's,
everything is all him. We don't have him as
we don't have clips.
That would be very rude if we did.
Anyway, what's on your mind today?
I just saw Toy Story 3.
What?
You just saw Toy Story 3? Oh, how was it?
Rob?
It was really sad. I almost, like, started crying because it was so sad.
No spoilers, though. I didn't see it.
Are you gonna?
Yeah, gonna see it.
Do you want to go together? Do you want to go together?
None of the dolls die.
Yeah, you can come.
Okay. I will come.
Mm-hmm. And then you burn your fucking house down.
But it was a really good movie. I recommend it.
Okay. Is it better than 1 and 2?
Maybe. I don't know. But it's not like...
I think it works as a trilogy. Like, one isn't really better than the other.
Yeah, like, usually the first one's better, but, like, this one, it kind of, like, flows really well.
But
so I don't know.
I feel like the first one is the weakest.
Really?
Of the
really?
Three. Yeah.
I heard that this is the 4, 5, 6, and they're actually...
Yeah, back in the toy factory.
That's what they're doing with human centipedes, too.
Caterpillars.
Oh, but I have a question. Like,
shoot.
You know how you guys usually play, like, sexual Jeopardy every once in a while?
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Well, like, what's it called when, like, one or two guys, I don't know, it doesn't matter, but, like, a guy shows a popsicle up a girl's ass?
I'm very...
I don't know, Nico. What did they call it when they did it to you?
Talk to your guidance counselor.
No, I saw this. I didn't experience it. Like, I saw this happening. It was so nasty.
Where did you see this happening?
What? The North Pole?
Was in the schoolyard?
No. Okay, I'll tell you. I was going to my... I was going to my friend Blake's house for the first time. And, like, he lives in these apartments, and we were going to go swimming. And I haven't gone there before. So, like, I go to his apartment, and then, like, my friend Matt's there, too. And then, like, he comes out of the room, like, oh, my God, it was insane. And he just, like, gives me this big hug and tells me to go in the room to see what's going on. So I go in the room, and, like, there's my friend Blake's older brother and his friend shoving a popsicle up a girl's ass.
Who's this girl? Do you have a Facebook link?
They just met that girl that day. They didn't even know her name.
Tell anybody?
What?
I mean, like...
Hey, baby, were they just some hobo they picked up in front of, like, the Quickie Mart or whatever?
Did you find a grown-up?
Did you call 911?
No!
Now by this is
what's the big deal? Send a popsicle in her ass.
But the gross thing was... What?
That was the gross
thing. Oh, wait, yeah, so finish. What's the gross thing?
Oh, that she ate the popsicle.
I didn't know that this was...
Hold on.
This was the preamble. I didn't know. All right.
Let him talk.
Could you finish? Could you finish? Let it finish.
Well, like...
the gross thing?
What was her name? I can't remember.
No, we don't need her name.
Please, no details.
I sort of need to know.
Yeah.
But, like, the gross thing was that, like, when me and my friends, like, walked in the room, we just could not stay in there because it smelled so gross. Like, you know, just that nasty smell.
Like,
you were stagging.
You were stagging? Okay. Really.
Like, we were gagging so much we couldn't breathe because it smelled so gross.
Can you describe the smell for us?
Worse than sex.
Was it poo-poo?
Was it fudge?
What? It was like a fruity popsicle.
People say pop in Chicago, so why not?
Poop? Yeah, I say pop and poo-poo.
I can't believe we're talking about
that. We've talked about worse.
Yeah, but how old are you, 13?
Wait, no, she's not. She's 16 or 17.
I'm 16.
What's it called when you show a popsicle?
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
she was asking.
What is it? Like, I wonder if it has, like, it should, like, have an official name for this.
or the proprietor of Sexual Jeopardy, if anybody's going to know, it's you.
Okay, some people in the chat room did say Fudgesicle, A, B, what is it, Cold Canyon, C, North Pole. So.
I like the Cold Canyon.
Somebody also said it's called Lake Booticaca.
Oh.
But that has nothing to do with the popsicle. That name does not translate.
But it's funny.
But the popsicle is no longer in play. It's just a stick, right? So it's not, like, cold or anything.
Yes, it's fucking cold.
It was nasty. The popsicle.
Already taken. It's when you make a popsicle out of fecal matter.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why the room stunk.
That was college.
Or fecal matter on the penis after anal.
It could have been a poo-poo popsicle, and then they stuck.
Now we're getting into technicality.
I'm not easily horrified, but this is getting close.
Okay.
But, like, it was nasty that the popsicle was melting, like, in her ass, because they kept shoving it in and out, out. Oh.
Can I just ask a question?
Anima.
What did you do while this was going on? You just stood there? You say you took pictures?
No. You say you took pictures?
If I took a picture, it would have already been on YouTube. But
YouTube is not for photo.
A video, then.
It would have been an animated GIF. Put it on YouTube.
All right. Please, I really hope you're joking, Nina, and thanks. For this call, I have to go vomit.
That was enjoyable.
It's a weird lives in. Oh.
Okay. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it.
Can someone open like a Six Flags in Arizona so that people don't rape each other with popsicles?
By the way, Nina, if you do find that girl on Facebook, link me to her. We're Facebook friends now, me and Nina, so she could do that.
Oh.
That should
be
illegal.
I don't think she's my Facebook.
No, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, mine either. All right, thanks.
Christ. I think we already hung up.
Okay.
All right.
Christ. I don't want her to call it anymore because, like, her voice.
I think
plays
hilarious.
Tricks with my mind.
No, there's no trick. She sounds 16 and she's
a chubster.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like
a chubster.
You don't like that you're turned on.
It twitches. That's like that kind of young voice.
Oh,
like
Nina, if you ever come to New York, I got a place to stay.
In a year.
In a year.
I don't need to get arrested.
You don't need to get arrested.
I don't need to get raped in jail.
Somebody gonna get pregnant. More on that later. But
I'm gonna cry. I like that. Can you make that a drop?
Yes.
What please. Would you do for a Klondike bar?
Bend over.
So another thing I wanted to talk about was
me starting a band.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Can we talk about this?
Okay. I didn't know about this.
Yeah. It's
who's in your band?
This dude Ben Smith, who's in he's in a band called the Brotlow.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah. How do you know him?
I used to work with somebody that was in the Brotlow back in the day.
No shit. Yeah, okay. We're the Brotlow. They are.
Portland?
Yeah.
He used to be in Sweet Diesel.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. We talked about it. The Brotlow opened up for them, Crooked Vultures, at their last New York show.
Really?
Just them. Direct support to bands.
Holy
like,
shit.
They're doing really well. But he wants to do a 81 hardcore band that's like mix of SoCal meets Midwest meets a little bit of touch of New York, like old school American hardcore. And then he asked me to sing for them, and we're going to start this band.
How'd you meet up with this gentleman?
He works for VH1.
Oh, really?
So, we actually met in the bathroom.
Oh.
I was wearing a Black Flag My Rules t-shirt, and he commented on it, and then we had been friends.
What did he say about your
start
penis?
What did he say? Oh, he said, I would like that in my face, in or around my mouth.
Oh, okay.
That's where all good bands start, in the bathroom.
Oh,
just like
I thought in or around Sean's mouth.
And then
that's where they finish.
Sean was watching guys do coke in the bathroom.
I think that's the name of the podcast, In or Around My Mouth.
Works for me.
That's fine for Google.
And what kind of music are you going to be?
81 punk.
Yeah, we said 81 hardcore punk.
Can you give us a band that you would kind of sound like?
Yeah, the first 4 years of Black Flag, or the first couple years of Circle Jerk.
Sounds
or,
incredibly original.
Yeah.
It's like something
that
hasn't
that's
been done
thing.
Before.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
Wow.
For at least 30 years.
We don't want to do anything original because he's got his own main band. This is just to play some bullshit show.
Okay, you have a Wednesday evening obligation.
Who plays? Who models?
By the way,
a show on Wednesday.
Oh,
Frank,
you say this.
Frank always has shows on Wednesday.
Frank isn't an official dude on this show.
Can I just say, way to sell the show, a bunch of bullshit shows in New York? Who's going to go to that?
Well, I mean, whatever.
You're not a marketing genius, Rob. Work on him. I'll be your marketing guy.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're figuring that out right now. We don't know if we want to do
testicular atrophy. Please, somebody use that name.
Okay, I like it. We want something that looks good, like just bold print, screen print.
Papa, no molesto.
Listen, I like it.
Testicular atrophy, yeah. And on the
it's too many syllables.
What about full-blown AIDS?
Full-blown
on the back of the T-shirt says infectious hardcore.
Oh, I like it. Wait, isn't that already a band, full-blown AIDS?
No, full-blown chaos.
Yeah, no, but isn't there also a full-blown AIDS?
Is there?
I don't know.
I've been making that joke for like a decade, so it really makes me sad.
No, we don't know if we want to do like an homage name.
Plastic syringes to the crowd.
Oh,
like a whole gimmick.
Perfect. And I would dress like Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
Come on, you're giving all your ideas for
free.
Well,
I'm never
going to
do
it.
Why? I could paint lesions onto my body.
Yes.
I'm already really skinny.
Yeah.
My mom thought I had AIDS in 2004.
Got that Ryan White kind of look if you shaved.
It's true.
Did she confront you about that?
No, yeah. Back in like 2004, like I was like 30 pounds less than I am now, and I'm skinny now. And like they thought that I had a thyroid problem, and the doctor was like, "You might have AIDS." So they actually did an AIDS test on me.
Is that how you said it? You might have AIDS!
I'm so excited.
And like a game show host. It was like a day or two.
Congratulations!
You might have AIDS!
Show him what he's won!
Well,
it's
over to
it's a lifetime supply of pills that you'll have to take, and you win a first-class ticket to the intensive care unit.
Too bad you're not as rich as Magic Johnson.
Yes.
In 2 days, it was like 2 days before me and my dad left to drive cross-country to drive me to when I moved to L.A. And so the entire drive to L.A., my mom had to sit stewing at home by herself thinking that her son had AIDS.
So your dad was still willing to share a car with you even though
he
had AIDS?
I didn't have fucking AIDS. Like, my mom really thought that I might have AIDS. And he had to wait like 7 days to get the official blood test back.
Turned out it was just hepatitis.
Turned out I just have a really overactive metabolism. So I'm still trying to compete with.
It's hard for you.
Or you're in a
hard life.
I wish I had that.
Someone
issue,
just said Sean's doctor sounded like Casey Kasem.
Well, Sean. We're up to our long-distance dedication. It comes from a boy in the AIDS ward. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey.
Please don't stop. Please don't.
I don't I got nothing. That's it. That's my go-to show, Casey Kasem thing.
Yes. But full circle, we don't know if we want to do it with the name an homage to the old bands, like call the band No Values, or do a new thing like Acid Reflux or some kind of shit. We don't know. We'll figure it out. But he's already got 7 songs written.
That's awesome.
So we're just gonna.
So that's about, what, like 10 minutes of material?
Yes. All songs are either 38 seconds to about a minute and 32 seconds.
Huh. I love it.
So longer than the most of the songs you like.
Yeah, exactly. This is actually
like
my...
This is like progressive.
Right. This is my Stairway to Heaven.
It's like an EP.
This band's my Inagata DeVita.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, oh, look, it appears to be a full-blown AIDS.
Yeah, full-blown AIDS. I knew it.
On MySpace. Click it. Let's see
what
that's
happens when you just throw your ideas out there in space.
Someone
just
made it. Yeah.
I like that the URL is full-blown AIDS band, implying that
as
just
to the disease after
well,
MySpace.
Well, no. Somebody registered full-blown AIDS already.
Some man in Chelsea already had full-blown AIDS.
They're from Massachusetts. They're punk grunge metal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Song titles include Leech, Stupid Bitch, Alcoholic, It's All Fake. For Those About to Rock, and Waymouth.
Is that the cover of the song, For Those About to Rock, on ACDC song?
Let's see.
That would be great.
It's 5:57, so it might be.
Okay.
Trash
it. Sid, are you impressed yet?
Not yet. It's got to start. It hasn't even started yet.
Sounds just like
you. I think.
Yeah.
Like this guy and his brother.
Oh, yeah.
Full Blown Ace has 1,214 friends.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they thought it was Sid's band.
Yeah.
Do you think some of those friends are like just contracted AIDS?
No, actually, someone in the chat room said Seth Putnam is in Full Blown AIDS as an anal cunt side project.
Okay.
That's, oh, you're right.
I guess that does sort of look at the picture. Okay, that makes sense.
So, because I knew that I've heard that, I've known that name, you know, even though you're a very clever Sid.
Thank you. I bet they don't have those t-shirts, though.
That's true.
Trash.
All right, another thing I want to talk about is Dave Mustaine in the news again this week. Some good quotes. I posted about this earlier in the day on the site. But basically, Chris Harris, this reporter, was interviewing him. And he asked him a few things. One thing he asked him about was the big four of thrash, which is Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth. And obviously been talking about them touring together. They just played overseas. And Mustaine was asked about including some of the other thrash bands of the time, like Testament being an opener or something like that. And then, I feel like, Darren, you should read this as Dave Mustaine.
Why don't they do any, like, crossover bands with them, too, like DRI or something? Or, like Stormtroopers of Death? Like, obviously, Ian's going to be there. So if Scott Ian's going to be there, why not do Stormtroopers?
I sent you the link in the chat, Darren.
I know. I got
okay.
It.
Just, and the reason is because they're not like they just want like no like it's supposed to be like
DRI band. Was just sold out in New York two different nights
in Club Europa, which is like 100 people. Like what? That's,
so I still
they're
win.
Playing freaking stadiums.
Which part did you want me to read?
I'll take DRI over Megadeth any day.
Read the part Testament being included in Big Four concerts.
I think it's totally fair to include them in Exodus and Overkill and a couple of other bands that came from that era. Lyrax, that dude had the most perfect afro in metal ever.
Oh my God.
And who else? And then there was a whole bunch of metal bands that belong there. Well, there are a few that don't. Some of those fags. They just don't belong there. I shouldn't say that. That's a terrible word. But all those bands with the makeup and all that, they ain't metal. That's just not metal. Think about the big four, and, well, there's only the four of us, and there's a reason why there's only four.
Okay, so did you catch that?
Yeah.
At the beginning of the interview, he's like, yeah, I think more bands should be included, like Exodus and Overkill and Hyrax, because of that dude's fro. But there's a reason there's four of us.
Yeah,
there should only be four.
There should be more than four.
He talked
about
it
before.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want the guy with the big fro on tour with me.
I want to get paid more.
Every sentence Dave Mustaine makes is like an exploratory search and define mission. Like, he gets to the point and realizes.
First, ask questions later.
Yeah.
And then they asked Mustaine, the guy, Chris Harris, asked Mustaine about what he'd tell metal fans during what's been a year of mourning, first with the death of Avenged Sevenfold to the Rev, then with Peter Steele, Ronnie James Dio, and then Paul Gray of Slipknot. And then Mustaine's response was,
wait, when did the Rev die?
And then the interviewer tells him, oh, it was late December.
I didn't know that. Well, when people die, it leaves a huge hole. You just gotta take life for what it is, man. It's precious. I undergone a complete transformation with my life. And everything is rocking with us.
We're doing great. That guy's dead, but we're doing fine.
Exactly. What?
How'd you feel about the Rev dying?
Oh, I'm fine. Are you fucking ever? I'm really rocking. I'm not dead.
The worst thing about that was at the Revolver Golden God Awards, which he was at, they presented the Rev's family with like a
do you really think he was even in the room for that shit?
He was definitely there. There were monitors.
He was taking a shit.
You think he was conscious?
He presented it?
Yeah. Who gives a shit about this dude, man?
Yeah,
like
nobody.
Avenged Sevenfold?
No, I'm just saying, like, you would think he would know about it.
Yeah, I mean, but isn't this the band that went the Power Man 5000 route? The guy shot his vocals, so then they started playing, sounding more like Guns N' Roses and shit. Is that right?
What?
And the singer shot his vocal cords, right?
Oh, did
and
it?
So he didn't yell anymore. And
oh, is that why they did that?
I thought
it was just that they just wanted to take it in a different.
Oh no, I thought that.
They always had like the music. The music didn't really change. It's just the vocals changed.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
what made.
I
it.
Thought that was what happened to him because I know that's what happened to that dude from Powerman 5000. He shot his vocal cords.
Oh no, I don't think. I think it was more.
They decided.
Decision. Yeah.
We want to make more money.
We want to sell records.
Pander
yeah.
to Hot Topic instead.
Yeah.
Fergie's still.
They're a really huge band though, so it worked for them.
They still suck though.
Huge to us? No.
They're no Psyopus, right, Rob?
That's not
yeah.
what I'm saying.
No, why do you hate Psyopus so much?
All not true. People must comment on that episode like, I didn't know Rob hated
Psyopus. It's awesome with the internet. You just make any lie the truth if you just repeat it enough times. It's fantastic. Rob now officially hates Psyopus.
I hate Psyopus too.
Oh my god, it's on Blabbermouth.
I hate Psyopus, but Psyopus is really good. Psyopus should really open for the Big Four, but I don't think the Big Four needs any openers.
And what a piece of shit I am. That's not what I said.
Can we get anything about his little Dutch friend or whatever? That he misses his little friend?
It's embedded in like a long ass clip. I don't have it isolated, but I could play the whole clip.
How long is the clip?
3 minutes.
We can pick and choose. Go
anyone?
I'm alright with it.
Well, we might as well do it.
Okay.
Cops coming.
Watch the people around the world say what a great guitar player Kirk is, and what a piece of shit I am, and that I kicked out of Metallica, and I wasn't good enough for them, and that I was a loser, and I've had to deal with that for almost 20 years.
Oh.
And it's a dreadful experience.
Oh.
It's so hard. It's so hard to watch. Everything that you guys do and you touch turn to gold, and everything I do fucking backfire. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that they would consider my backfire complete success.
Yeah.
You know, and am I happy being number two? No.
Slow down, buddy. Yeah. You're not number two.
You're just now encountering something I've been going through 13, 14 years. I've never had a chance to be able to tell you without
2 seconds ago was 20 years.
Lars, the guy in Metallica. Never talked to my little Danish friend again. You know? I remember the day you and I talked about digging a hole in fucking dirt, smoking hash through the ground.
What?
In a bathroom.
That to me is the stuff that's like, you know? And we've never had very many moments like that. Do I feel some guilt? Yes, I do. It's difficult for me to comprehend that the only thing that you feel when you look back on the last 20 years is rooted in the Metallica thing.
The Metallica thing.
Okay. Have you ever thought what I've been through? I think I've had an awareness of the pain I caused you. That's not what I said.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Two fucking billionaires talking, by the way.
I kind of wish that he would have died in a bus crash.
Yeah.
The wrong guy died.
It's very difficult to have somebody make you take Lars's side in something, but the stain pulls it off in that scene.
But you know, if Cliff Burton lived through that, he probably would have been just as much of an asshole eventually.
No, he wore Misfits t-shirts. He was cool.
But they were all cool. I feel like he was the coolest one. Like, all of the other
being cool.
All the other members of the band, like, even they were like, oh my god, this guy's so cool.
But like
and then once he stopped being, they like were allowed to be themselves because they didn't have to impress the cool kid. They're just like, whereas before they're like, I'm not gonna say this is gonna
sort of like Matt Sharp and Weezer.
But there was still, everyone gets that.
It's true. Or the lead singer of Smash Mouth.
Speaking of Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth.
We gotta talk about this. Faith No More. We went to see them.
Smash Mouth opened up.
Almost. I gotta tell you. You totally missed it.
Yeah. First of all, Faith No More. Anybody.
The show didn't sell out. You could have gotten...
Let me get this straight. You didn't hear about this Faith No More show? Like, nobody
was like 50 bucks tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's worth it. That's why I didn't go.
Worth every...
Totally worth it.
Okay. I only go to $5 Fugazi shows, apparently.
But anyway...
Those ain't happening anymore, so you can save up that money.
So, they... their opener was Neil Hamburger, who is
awesome.
A favorite of ours. A favorite. Yeah. He's an anti-comedy in this genre, and that he tells really terrible jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd was totally shitting on him. At one point, like, it was more funny how the crowd shit on him than just what his joke, his punchline. Like, his punchline wasn't even that good at all.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, it was like, all right, whatever. But the crowd reaction made it so good.
Get the fuck out of this
room! Antagonizing them.
People were
great.
Just like, there's a curfew, you jerk! I want to have fights all more!
Like, somehow, like, these people who are, like, the average age of in this crowd was, like, 30.
Yeah.
And these people don't realize. They're like, the more he's taking away their time, they probably want to get on stage, and he won't let them. It's like, are you fucking stupid? He's filling time. That's what he's there to do.
You're like, we bring our faith to work. Come on.
So there was no musical opener.
No, there was.
There was.
It was
like,
terrible.
Yeah. But anyway, so at one point, he was just like, how did he first bring up? He brought up Smash Mouth a bunch.
Why did Smash Mouth have? No.
What do you get when you stick
God
a penny up every member of Smash Mouth's ass?
No. It was, why did God give Smash Mouth something?
Why did God give Smash Mouth 3 hit singles?
Yeah.
It was because he intended to give them 3 cases of hepatitis by mistake. Something like that.
And then, like, what do you get when you put a penny up at each member of Smash Mouth's ass? A Nickelback!
That's actually really funny.
And then, so that he made a few jokes like that, and then he's like, when Faith No More, after they finished their first encore, he comes out, he's like, well, ladies and gentlemen, I just talked to the band, and they said the only way they would come out is that if each and every one of you would chant for Smash Mouth 172 times. So let's go, everybody. Smash Mouth.
He did it like a good 30 times.
Did anyone yell it back?
No, he'd scream Smash Mouth, and the entire crowd screamed, fuck you.
Yeah, it was like, Smash Mouth, fuck you.
I would have been yelling.
And then he was just like, come on. Come on, folks, we have 164 more to go. Smash, smash.
Amazing.
And honestly, I was like, where is Shaw? Where is she? Have, like, held your phone up?
I should have just called you and not even said hello.
No.
You would just hear, smash, smash.
I would have came.
It was I was losing my shit. It was so good.
Yeah. See? That's what happens. You should have invited me. Sydney, I'm going to hold you to this.
But yeah, Faith No More, just to put an end cap on that, were really incredible. So good.
Fantastic.
And
I could sing anything. He might have the best voice in rock music.
Apparently he did less singing than at the Friday show. He did more like yelling and
he does screaming. It just as well.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
It was good. I could see like the show in between people's big fat sweaty necks.
You know what's funny? I looked in the mosh pit. I saw former ECW pro wrestler Danny Doring in the pit.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
But no roadkill?
No.
Legendary.
Very
Noah,
people
would you like to
reference.
Tell us what you tweeted after the show? About Mike Patton having his shirt off?
Yeah.
Oh, were you
but
very aroused?
No, what was the exact...
He's already in defense mode. Look at this.
Find it.
I'll look it up.
Well, me and other women in the crowd were waiting for Mike Patton to take his shirt off.
Yes. So Noah tweets, so Mike Patton opened his shirt. # stuff I'll masturbate to tonight.
Why are you reading my thoughts?
Why are you posting them on the internet?
Yeah. Oh, retweeted by the Crusher 007.
Who is a bartender at Lucky 13.
Yeah, I actually sold her my spare tickets. Mm.
Jessica.
Yeah, and also I Facebooked about how I had spare tickets. To the
yeah, did you Facebook me or Facebook out?
Facebook out.
Why
yeah.
don't you check
don't
Rob's
Oh. well,
sorry, Sean. If you don't come up in my
okay,
most
every
recent,
time,
I don't see shit.
Every time I do status updates now, I will send you a direct message.
No, just like kind of like how is it where you link me in thing? So you know, just like at the end of the
I'll
period,
you.
My name is But no, if you don't come up in my most recent, you might as well be dead. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Anyway.
Sean has like 1,000 friends on Facebook.
He's so popular. All those movie quotes.
It's
they
true.
Really
it's true. It really pulls them in. Pulls them in. Yeah.
Anyway, so speaking of Sean's following, after last week's show, a representative from Fox called, and you know, it's pilot season,
And Sean got a pilot based on his very famous catchphrase.
It's true. Don't be jealous.
And
they made us run an episode on the spot.
We have an exclusive trailer. We have an exclusive trailer that we're going to get to right before we get to our music break
Right after the music break.
No, before it.
Right before the music break.
Usually people like to tease things so that people stay tuned.
Right.
Well, we're breaking tradition.
People are going to stay tuned. No one's going to be like, well,
I don't know.
I'm just going to tune out. You know, if they're this far along, it's right.
They're really waiting for the music break. I'm about to shut up. Huh?
Show the base of the dong first, not the head all the way.
So we...
That's a drop.
What is that?
Let's do this.
He wants another series. That's what it is. So, show the beast.
Here's the trailer to the show, followed by my favorite band, Isis.
Fail.
It's the new family comedy show that will warm your heart and tickle your funny bone. Coming this fall to Fox, it's...
Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant.
Yes, it's Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant. Sean Wilson is a regular guy who works 9-to-5 at a pregnancy test manufacturing company. But when he comes home to his family, that's when you'll get pregnant with laughter.
Dad, can I borrow the car to go out with Joey tonight?
Joey? Isn't that guy a little old for you?
Dad, I can handle it okay. I'm 18 now.
Christine, if I let you go on this date, somebody's gonna get pregnant.
Sean handles all the family disputes with his unique touch of discipline and good-natured loving.
Dad, Christine flushed my goldfish down the toilet.
So what? It was just a stupid goldfish. God.
I love that goldfish, you filthy whore.
Suck it, you little midget fuckface.
Hey, guys. If you don't stop fighting about this right now, somebody's gonna get pregnant.
The critics just love Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant. Roger Ebert said...
Hello. This is Roger Ebert. Some horrible person stole my Roger Ebert voice producing machine. So I'm forced to use this until the bastard who stole my voice brings it back. Fuck my life. Oh. Also, Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant is a tour de force of comedic brilliance. Now where's my money?
Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant, airing this fall right after China, Hey! And just before, the Thor Schritzstein non-musical musical variety hour on Fox.
Stay alert.
Thank you.
know, this track featuring my boy Shlomo, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
You're listening to the only podcast that realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Live Cast.
And we're back. For hour one and a half.
Yeah.
For half hour number four.
Well, it's a free form program that we do here.
That's right. It definitely is free. We don't charge you people.
That's true. We should look into that.
Yeah, I need to make some extra income.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll put some income in you.
Hey!
If not, then Mel Gibson will do it.
You mean like put in some cum?
I think that was implied the first
time.
No, Rob actually wants to fuck her with a roll of dimes.
Oh, I haven't been there before.
Yeah.
He's
going to put his income in you.
Can he at least do quarters for the girth?
No. He saves those for himself.
So just to recap, we started off the music break with the new trailer to the Fox Falls show, Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant, starring Sean.
Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant?
Yeah, that one.
It's already been canceled, by the way.
Yeah, it hasn't been picked up.
Oh. All
right. And then we moved on to Psyopus, Rotten Sound.
Rob's least favorite band.
Little. Which one? Suffocation, Insect Warfare, Veil of Maya, and ended with a little Swarm of the Lotus.
Whoa, three of my maiden. That's
yeah,
nice. That's nice. I like that.
We have a caller.
We have a caller now. What is his name?
503.
503, what's your name? Where are you from? Are you from Hollywood?
No. No, I'm not from Hollywood. I'm from Portland, Oregon.
What's up? What's your name?
My name is Justin. Just recently signed on to you, became a junkie here on your guys' website. It's really good shit.
Shit, yeah. Thanks, Justin.
Yeah.
You guys got good skating out there?
What's that?
You got some good skating?
You got some good skating?
Some good skating?
High as a motherfucking kite.
Is that
out, Bill Walton?
Are you...
into the places.
Clyde Drexler?
Let me ask you a question.
Well, no, but Bill Walton was a burnout.
How much weed did you smoke before falling up?
Two bowls.
Two bowls. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, to the dome, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. My kind of bro, got my
little mini bong here.
Very nice. So what's up, man? Why are you calling in? Do you have a specific weed?
Well, I've never called... I've never called in before, and I've just been a really big fan. I've been listening to you guys' shit for like about the last 2 months. Gives me a hell of a time at work every day. I'm always cracking up. Huh?
What do you do at work?
I work at Eastside Plating Company. We basically chrome and nickel parts. Work in a big factory.
I'm going to plug now.
So you just listen to podcasts for work? Is that how you get through the day?
Yeah, well, yeah, I download them onto my iPod, and I take them to work. So if I miss them, I can listen to them the next morning, and I'm usually cracking up, and coworkers just looking at me like I'm retarded.
That happens to me.
I just start busting out laughing out of work, and everybody's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You just got to tell them, guys, live cast, Metal Injection.
Yeah, that's
cast.
Exactly what I said, man.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we always hear from our fans, especially when they listen at work and bust out laughing.
Yeah.
And since you are a first-time caller, you, sir, are entitled to a free CD. Our shipping fees are going to be outrageous this week.
Oh, shit.
Are you a small or a medium?
I am a medium.
Oh.
All right.
Tell him what's the question.
You got that Born of Osiris shirt?
He does have it. Born of Osiris shirt is
a
medium.
I was actually, I was kind of trying to ask before, trying to figure out if you guys might have the And Hell Followed With t-shirt available, or is that only like available through you guys, the deal that you guys had advertised? With the CD.
We don't have that shirt for giveaway.
That shirt was brutal, man.
But do you want the Born of Osiris one? Because it definitely is a
Yeah, definitely. I definitely down.
If you're a junkie, send a private message to Robert, and he'll send it to you.
Yeah, what's your username?
It's dark_spy91.
All right, born in 91, are we?
Yeah.
You like how I figured that one out? How did I ever guess? So you're working at a factory? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually kind of lucked out on the job, actually. I had really had to push him. Plus, I had a guy on the inside who's a coworker from a Jack in the Box restaurant, and he referred me and just kept pushing him, so I ended up getting the job. It was pretty nice.
Sean had a guy on the inside once.
That's true.
You have to go to the emergency room to get that taken out.
That was when they the vase in there and it broke.
Well,
I mean, no, they had to pull each shard out individually.
Shard.
And they just pulled out the needle nose pliers. Like, literally, they had to cut out my colon and sew my anal sphincter to my small intestine.
Oh, wow.
True. Like, that's probably not even, like, no joke.
It's like one of them Play-Doh dispensers.
Yeah.
Comes
well, there was one time that I sat out of a pool on, like, one of those suction tubes.
This isn't from a Chuck Palahniuk book. I read that book.
And I had to chew through my own small intestine.
Because it was eating up.
Lovely book.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Thank you for listening, and we're glad we get entertained while you're factory line. How many times have you come listening to the live cast?
Listening to the live cast?
Yeah, by not paying attention to your job, you're.
No, dude, I get hurt every day, so I mean, I'm kind of used to it now.
This guy doesn't have arms anymore.
I just crashed four.
He's like left remaining leg, you know, by focusing his attention on something.
No, it is definitely a really good live cast. I mean, like, I zone the hell out at work, and before you know it, like, half the day's over just listening to your guys' live cast through my iPod. It's crazy.
So he got a four-hour day.
Yeah. All
right, cool.
All right, well, thanks, guys.
We have a few other callers, but thank you for listening.
Why'd you hang up? I wanted to find out if I can get the inside track to a factory job.
Obviously, there's an opening at Jack in the Box now that he took the factory job. So we can get that.
No, who's our next caller?
Next caller is 361.
361, what's your name? Where you from?
It's this Justin, but just because that Justin did not come from Hollywood, this Justin came from Hollywood. And you can remember that.
Yeah. Hello, Justin from Hollywood.
I take his place.
Do you really live in L.A.?
Well, my sister did. I don't anymore.
No, your sister did. Well, that kind of works. Where are you from?
So I'm partially in Hollywood.
Oh, this is just Justin. Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a little
Where in Hollywood do you live?
The other
or street. Where in L.A. do you live?
I live in the H of the Hollywood sign.
In the sign.
I live right between the H and the other letter.
Oh.
Yeah, the other letter.
No, for real. What neighborhood?
You can choose any letter out of those.
So what's up? Well, why do you have a specific reason, or you just want to say Hollywood?
Well, that was one of the reasons that I did call in, because I knew you guys were going to enjoy that. But the other reason I want to call in was because I had forgotten it.
You know, I got very spoiled, because earlier we had it. The first caller was not high.
Yeah.
I almost kind of got used to it. And then I was like, what was I thinking?
I'm pretty sure I was the first caller. I can't remember.
Oh.
Well, then.
Maybe I'm high.
Yes, my friend, you are.
No.
We don't accept music questions. No, I thought we were supposed to have one music question each week.
Go ahead.
One
you
did last week.
Hit us.
Yeah.
We got that question about Victory
Records.
Oh,
we did. That wasn't really a question. That was like, why does the band I like on the shitty label?
Sounds like Andy.
We have another caller.
Let's try that.
Justin, we appreciate you calling in.
We have to move on.
We're stacking up with calls.
Got 602.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, Rob, you remember me, right?
Yes. But just
refresh my memory.
Your ex-boyfriend?
Shut
up.
From camp.
Who is this?
You know who I am.
Just the kid from Arizona from last week.
Oh, the kid with the European accent.
The European from Arizona.
Yeah.
European.
The answer to the tortilla question is I prefer flour tortillas because corn tortillas taste really funky to me.
There you go. He took a week to think about it, and he finally got back.
Wait, what's this guy's name? Gray Wolf? Is that who this is?
Yes. Gray Wolf.
Gray Wolf.
Leather Wolf.
So what's up, Gray Wolf?
Wow. No, this is wasted light.
Okay. Right.
Nigel.
I was kidding.
Please. No, yeah, so what's up? What are you, do you have a reason for calling in, or you just want to let us know that you prefer?
I just wanted to let you know that I've been working on that New Yorker way of talking as well as an American way of speaking.
Okay.
You sound a lot like Joe Strummer. Has anyone ever told you that before? I'm not even kidding.
No one has ever told me that before, actually.
You know who Joe Strummer is, though, right?
This guy's actually, he's the son of the blog talk lady.
A tearful family reunion. Is Chuck Blandington the dad?
By the way, you have 40 seconds. This call.
Wrap it up.
Wait, actually,
do you have a question, or what's the story?
All right. I just wanted to show you real quick. So I was walking down the street the other day, and I just, you know, I kind of fucked your mom.
I think this is his real voice, and the fucking British one is fucked up. This is the real voice.
Wait, do the New York again.
Hey, give me a slice of that pizza there, Marty. I just don't know.
You sound like a pirate.
That's Australian.
It's a pirate.
Arr.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Yep.
Right, well, I'll let you guys go now.
Just Lomo's on the other line.
Yeah.
Really?
We'll
let Lomo talk. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in again.
Yeah,
awesome. Have a good night.
It's cocky ass.
Sean's got half a chub.
It's true.
And now for the full chub. Let's get to Shlomo.
I just went from Mississippi to
There was an interesting poll. You heard it. There was a poll by a Twitter website. That was to understand like. Which country wants Justin Bieber most? Which country wants Justin Bieber most?
Right.
North Korea. The most votes was North Korea.
Yeah, North Korea?
Yes.
North Korea, you said.
What?
North Korea?
More Americans, everybody said Justin Bieber should go to and North Korea and whatever. Justin Bieber should go to North Korea.
Why are you bringing up Justin Bieber though?
Justin Bieber should go to North Korea.
I don't know. It's so funny.
Now, do you know how to spell Justin Bieber?
Spell Justin Bieber for
me. S H L O M O.
No.
It was something interesting. Never.
Can you spell Justin Bieber for us?
Lomochong. Justinbieber.
You did it.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
I really have nothing to say back to that.
Okay. All right.
Justin Bieber to North Korea. North Korea is best Korea.
Do you know any of Justin Bieber's songs?
Sing them.
No.
No, that's not a Justin Bieber song.
Shlomo, would you sing Baby with me?
Ready?
Just cover.
One.
It was.
What? Ready? Ready?
Wait for the counting. Why you
coming home? It was an interesting factoid. It was an interesting factoid. They read on a different form.
Are you telling us?
Smell your dick. I heard that factoid from a different form.
Drummo, smell your dick. Drummo, how did you spend 4th of July? What did you do on 4th of July?
Good. Being with nothing.
You didn't do anything? Did you have a Nora-shaped firecracker?
Well, that was a very patronizing laugh.
That's a yes.
I attached a Roman candle to my yarmulke.
He tied sparklers to his pants.
Oh. He actually circumcised him with sparklers.
It's like how they do the cigars. You flip the top off.
Ooh, yeah. Or how they
okay, bye.
And damn.
Okay,
movie.
Okay, bye.
Shlomo was done.
I want to smell your dick.
Actually did find some real Justin Bieber.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to smell your dick.
What? No.
Now go on.
I think I'd rather hear Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yeah. What's wrong with this?
Is this PLD?
Everything.
POD?
This doesn't remind me of Teenage Girls.
Oh.
Justin Bieber does.
Does he? Well, that's what you're
saying.
What was this for? What?
It was on the Biker Boys soundtrack.
Wow, Biker Boys. Yeah. With a Z?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's almost as good as Rollerball.
But I don't think
Slipknot was in Rollerball.
That's not originally what it was for. It was Swizz Beatz was putting out like an album.
Is that right?
Of like just all original stuff where he just had collaborations, and he got Metallica and Ja Rule something. There was a fantastic behind-the-scenes clip about the making of this.
They're talking about it like it's going to be the next, Sergeant Pepper.
Yeah, it's like the new Millennium's Walk This Way or something like that. Like it's going to be like a huge collaboration.
The noise?
Yeah, and nothing is more awesome than seeing like Lars Ulrich practically raised the roof. You know, he's just like grooving on it. He's like, yeah, these are some dope beats.
Or like the entire Spawn soundtrack. Do you remember that? Where they coupled up DJs.
That was good, though.
Wait, were they a couple of DJs and metal bands?
Judgment Night was rap and metal.
Rap and metal?
Rap and some hardcore. Slayer and Ice-T had this one.
Yeah. Helmet was on that with House of Pain.
Mm-hmm. See, that would be a lot better than the DJs and metal band. Yeah, that was terrible.
Is that the Executioners? Did they do that?
But that clip, where they're talking about that song, like the producer, because they get the Metallica riff and they're listening to it in the studio, and they're like, the guy's like bobbing to it. He's like, oh yeah, see, yeah, I can see what we're gonna do with this right here. Oh yeah, that's some fire right there.
Is that your Timberland?
I don't know. That
was beat.
That's exactly what he sounded like.
But
That's the voice Darren puts on when he's trying to pick up girls in the ghetto.
No, that's my real voice. This voice here is just for the show.
I remember what you were talking about. Executioners was Wayne Static playing the guitar.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yes!
By the way, Sean's doing the air guitar while doing it.
Yeah, I'm glad.
It's a ukulele. It's actually my electric ukulele.
Only audio on this show.
Let me see if I can find it.
Please do.
I need
some more Wayne Static in my life right now.
That sounded like Linkin Park when you were singing that.
Really?
It's Executioners with Linkin Park.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's right.
No.
I was close.
Darren, please, keep singing, so I don't have to hear any more of this. Fire is
okay! Let me find Slayer and I see something that's actually listenable.
What's that? That's a fucking break.
That's a good song.
LA 92! What?
No, that is really
good. No, but this doesn't count at all.
Ain't no more Booyah Tribe, I want to hear that.
We don't want your war!
like just iced tea coffee that I'm great.
Yeah, but this doesn't count as a rapper band, metal band.
He's got a body count.
You know, it's not like he's just strictly rap. Like, if he did the stuff with Black Flag on that West Memphis shirt.
Yeah. Player hates Black people.
Right.
Oh. I don't like this guy I'm standing next to!
I know, but he's pretending.
Sure. No, the Nazi!
Oh, I see his light skin. Maybe they can just have our eyes.
No, but you remember when Slayer covered...
Kill all the black people! Oops, sorry, Ice-T, I didn't mean that.
Slayer did Guilty of Being White.
And they said Guilty of Being Right.
Right.
Don't even breathe! I really want to fuck Ice-T's white wife with a big ass!
Okay.
Do they really hate black people?
No.
I'm a Nazi imagery on this
shirt. Yeah, strongly dislike.
Adam and his package had a song called Slayer.
Really?
I don't think you would buy it.
Would you like an Adam and Sackett's t-shirt?
I would love that.
Yeah, that's good. That would fit you. I think it's a large.
Nice. Do you like Armalite? You have your Armalite? No. That's awesome.
I like anything that Danny Evans touches.
I thought it was Demon.
Yeah, whatever. I don't shit. Jewish.
The child psychologist.
Yeah. I like smart punkers.
Are you guys calling the show?
We did the Sid and Sean's punk cast over on the side. Right?
Sonic Youth and Cypress Hill, I love you, Mary Jane.
Did they film this at the Simpsons recording studio?
They're on the Hullabalooza show together. My hands-down favorite Simpsons episode ever, next to... when they got all the baseball players and the softball team.
That was a great one.
That was really
what about with Hank Scorpio?
Ozzie and the Straw. What
was that one?
Where is he?
Against the Job, the Dream Job.
Oh, yeah. What was that one?
I can get down with this.
What about the helmet song?
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
Yeah.
Old Dirty Match.
Yeah.
Give me the mic so I can take it away. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
Oh, hey, I like it raw. I actually prefer his second album to the first one.
With the food stamps on the cover?
No, that was the first one.
Oh.
The second one is the one where he refers to himself as the old dirty asshole.
Yeah. Even.
When was he Big Baby Jesus?
That was the second one. It just sounds like Costello from Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, that's great. He's like, Cypress Hill is like the Megadeth of rap. Like, just a jarring voice, and you have to get used to it, and it's great.
Okay.
But Be Real is a good dude. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, I met him when I worked at HMV.
Jeez, all you guys
met him. Yeah, I met him at Tower Records in L.A.
Jesus.
Just met him at a show.
Oh.
No,
like
no.
Poor metal engine.
Be Real was shopping at Tower Records with the guy who was with Snoop with the green, always wears all green.
Oh, Bishop
Magic
Don Wand. Magic Wand.
You're right.
We were together shopping at Tower Records in Hollywood.
What were they buying?
I know.
Oh, I got one for you. Fucking a search from System of a Down was in the Virgin Megastore buying about 25 DVDs of porn. And the most disgusting porn that, like, the most
awesome.
Vile...
Are you sure it's Serge and not just some weird Armenian dude that looked like him?
No, it was empty.
I lived with an Armenian family in L.A. That the two sons that were, like, 30 or something like that went to high school with them and were friends with System of a Down guys.
Why did you live with an Armenian family?
Because that was the only place I could find that was furnished. They had a guest studio apartment on the side of their house that was furnished.
Just tell them in a house.
Just another victim.
Because I drove out with a Honda Civic hatchback just with clothes in my computer and then need a place for furniture.
And now you can all those clothes away.
It's true.
What did they say about System of a Down?
No, they like them. The Armenian community, they really love them.
What the fuck else do they have? It's just genocide and earthquake.
And chip pollution.
Yeah.
No, it's
easy. No, he's
Albanian.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
same diff.
One genocide, different genocide, same shit.
What a great up.
I just watched the best of John Belushi as an elephant. John or Jim?
Jim.
Whoops.
Was it really according to Jim? Was that all that was?
Yeah. No, but it was really interesting how completely different sketches were in the first 5 years. Like some of the sketches were really, really long, like almost 10 minutes long.
Oh shit.
Yeah. A lot of them were also great.
But like
different.
I think it was much more of a dartboard. I think it was more great sketches and more horrible sketches.
Right. Yeah. That's true. Because
very overrated. I feel like they were, but it was experimental. You can understand why.
Yeah.
But it was there was a lot of shit you can't hardly sit through on the first two seasons.
It's true. Yeah, I remember because Sid, you have the first season on DVD,
and the first four.
I mean
the first half, like the first half.
Right. Well, I know in the first season we watched a good amount of the episodes, and like a lot of it was definitely not funny.
Yeah.
And not, it was just, I don't know.
They were trying a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I understand it. No, I understand it.
But when they hit, I feel like it was like, wow, this.
It was
this,
an art. Yeah.
Yeah. This is stuff that like people are still like comic techniques that people are still using. You know.
Yeah, true.
And just
I give them a lot of credit but I'm just saying like I think that when SNL sucks now, it's more just like blandness, you know? And it's not so much like, oh my god, this is such a bomb, it's just boring.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the other old SNL sketches, you think like what where are they going with this? It was
right,
really
right.
Weird.
I will go on the record and say I'm a giant Bill Hader fan.
Oh yeah,
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Fucking
his,
wonderful.
His Italian talk show sketch. No matter what.
Whoa.
No, I would go on record. I'm a big Bill Hader fan. Like even when he does like the shit in like Adventureland or something like that. He's great.
Oh yeah, no,
that's
Adventureland
right.
was a great movie. Yeah. It was good. I like one of Belushi's trademark characters was the samurai.
Oh yeah.
So I really like how they paced it, because in the beginning they did the introductory samurai sketch where he's first showing up, and then like one of the last sketches is Samurai Night Fever.
Nice.
And it was just like, wow, okay, so this is just something SNL does all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
Just recurring.
See, I hated the Two Wild and Crazy Guys. I was never down with that.
There was some sketches of it that were kind of lame that didn't go anywhere. It was a great concept.
The concept, yeah, definitely good.
I mean, I was just never a big Steve Martin guy. Like, you know, I just was.
What?
I know it's comedy blasphemy.
I just said, what don't you like about it?
I don't know.
Have you seen
the Jerk? Comedy. Yeah, I love The Jerk.
You did? Okay.
I mean, it's a good movie, but just, no, I mean.